You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And joining us here in studio today is the president of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, also the author of Clean House, Exposing Our Government's Secrets and Lies. Tom, it's really good to have you here, and I'm especially pleased why you're here today, because I've been, for some time now, been asking somebody to do what you are going to do over at Judicial Watch. It has to do with that June 2016 meeting between Bill Clinton and the Attorney General of the United States, Loretta Lynch, on the tarmac at the Phoenix Airport in the middle of the campaign, when we're in the midst of an investigation into the email server, and that was all ongoing. There was this mysterious meeting that was just a complete coincidence that the former president had been in Phoenix playing golf in the 105-degree heat, and this happened to, on the way back to his airplane, stumble into the Attorney General's airplane, and they had a little meeting there, and they just talked about grandchildren. And I want to know, given all of those circumstances, which seem to be completely coincidental, what is it that you really want to know about all this?
Well, even the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, said shortly after the meeting, it cast a cloud over her investigation. And it was only a few days before the FBI did their, quote, interview, unquote, of Hillary Clinton. And just a few days after that, Comey had his infamous press conference where he said Hillary Clinton's a terrible person, but she shouldn't be prosecuted. If that didn't infect the process, I don't know what would have. And, you know, as we were talking shortly before the program, Brian, this meeting was not disclosed. It was exposed by a diligent media.
Yeah.
And we would never have known about it because the government didn't want to tell us about it. It was only exposed by the media. It was only after it was exposed that they fess up the fact that they had a 20-minute meeting about their grandkids. You know, I have kids. You know, if I met a person that I had passing acquaintance with, I don't know if I'd spend 20 minutes talking about the kids in circumstances like that.
Yep.
It's an introductory comment or two, and then you get the business, which is, I suspect, what happened. And we want the documents about that business from the Department of Justice. We've been asking for it, and they've been stonewalling the release of the records. And you know they've got the records.
What do you suspect is in those records?
Complete chaos caused by the meeting with Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton. From you'll see documents, I'm sure, from the FBI yelling about it, probably internal DOJ people talking about it. You know, last year we asked almost immediately the Inspector General of the United Justice Department to investigate this. I'm not aware of anything substantial going on since then, but you can bet people in DOJ and the FBI were talking about it. And it impacted the investigation, and as I pointed out in our press release about it, it certainly impacted the American people's perception that the game is rigged and that mm-hmm. The criminal investigation of Hillary Clinton that resulted in no charges yet, was rigged.
Now, you filed a Freedom of Information request for these records and so far have been stonewalled, correct?
That's exactly
right.
And
that is why you filed the lawsuit. What were the excuses they gave you for not fulfilling your FOIA request?
Well, they've essentially just ignored the request. They don't give you excuses. And you know, we asked this for, you know, they technically have 20 days to respond, more or less. And we often don't wait. We don't sue on day 20. We usually give them a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
But we asked for these records in June of last year.
Right.
Wow.
In June of last year.
I have been told, tell me if it's your understanding as well, that the security around the Attorney General is handled by the FBI. And if that's true, then there were FBI agents on the ground there when Bill Clinton walked across the tarmac and went into the Attorney General's jet airplane. That would mean that there were some FBI witnesses to what happened.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And I believe it's a Department of Justice plane. It's not an Air Force plane. It's used by Attorney General to travel around. Not that I frankly think the Attorney General needs anything other than commercial travel to travel, but that's another
good
fact.
Good point.
But, you know, so the plane records and things like that are kept by the Justice Department and the FBI. And as you pointed out, Brian, the security is provided by the FBI and folks associated with the Justice Department. So there's got to be material about what happened on the plane, the blowback from it, and the circumstances that led to the visit.
You know, there was another thing that happened in June of 2016. We are beginning to hear that that was when the FBI went and asked for the first FISA warrant.
I'm sure there's no connection, Brian. How dare you even raise the question?
I just happened to notice, you know, you mentioned the fact that there were certain things that happened right around that meeting. But I happened to also notice just the other day that the first FISA request, which apparently was rejected, happened also in June of 2016.
Well, I'm sure Bill and Loretta Lynch said nothing about the campaign during their meeting.
And yet, didn't Hillary tweet out something about Trump's Russia connections?
That was in October.
In
actually.
October?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't know anything about it either. You misread the tweet, Mary.
Oh, is that what? Yeah, and there was no wiretapping, so how could there be transcripts for anybody to know anything about?
No one was being monitored.
It's amazing. Also, we talked about this briefly on Monday. I want to bring this up. The State Department, under President Trump, said that they're going to continue to seek dismissal of your case, attempting them to find Hillary's emails. I'm shocked. Were you surprised? Did you think it was going to be different under President Trump?
Well, when the Trump administration comes to power, I think it will be different.
It's not in power.
It's not
yet.
In power yet.
You're
exactly.
Right about that.
Yeah. You know, the Justice Department is, you know, largely run by, if not holdovers, but people who've been there 20 or 30 years. And as one of my colleagues says, you're not in government for 20 or 30 years typically because you're anti-government or a reformer.
Right.
Any more than you're at McDonald's for 30 years because you don't like McDonald's.
You do have Jeff Sessions as the new Attorney General. Is it your expectation that he will be willing to hand over these documents more readily than perhaps the past administration?
If that's not the case in the long run, I think it's going to be a big, big negative surprise to President Trump's voters.
Our special guest here today is Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch. And Tom, very quickly, I checked in with a source during the commercial break. And I'm told that during that meeting on the tarmac in Phoenix between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch during the campaign, when so much sensitive stuff was being discussed at the Department of Justice and there was an investigation ongoing, that the plane was an FBI plane, that the security detail was an FBI security detail, and the pilot was an FBI pilot. It would seem to me that if I were the FBI director, one of the first things I would have done is gotten those people in a room and asked them what the hell happened on the tarmac in Phoenix. Do you expect you're going to find any documents that will back that up?
I do think there are documents out there. The fact we haven't gotten any is never an indication that there aren't any out there. And remember, Lynch, when she met with Mr. Clinton was both a potential subject and still is. A target of an investigation, certainly a witness potentially. It was so ruinous of people's faith in the fair administration of justice. And when you see all the noise about how the Attorney General Sessions needs to recuse himself because he worked at the Trump campaign, Loretta Lynch didn't recuse herself after she met with a witness in the investigation in improper circumstances that she admitted were improper.
Interesting. You're fighting so many fires on so many different fronts. Is the IRS issue dead, gone? Are we done with that?
Oh, no. Thanks to the Obama administration's stonewalling, we're still fighting it. They just admitted to us a few weeks ago that they found 7,000 new documents
wow.
They needed to review in response to one of our FOIA requests about improper auditing of people who gave to the Tea Party groups that they were targeting.
Well, I'm right. Sure that low-level employee in Detroit probably just took them home to, you know, file them and organize them.
You know, I checked with my colleagues in the office yesterday about this because I was curious. Did they tell us that they had found all the records they needed to find? And in fact, they had a year and a half ago.
They said there's nothing else to find.
Yeah, we have.
We're all done.
We've looked at everywhere we could possibly reasonably look. other than this other place, other accounts that evidently have up to 7,000
documents. How do you then stumble into, out of the blue, after you've made all of the searches that they reportedly said they made, how do you stumble into an extra, oh, by the way, here are an additional 7,000 documents that are point on this issue about whether or not the IRS was being used as a political weapon?
Well, it's a cover-up. And it's just like Hillary Clinton's records. How is it that we ask all these FOIA requests about Benghazi, you name it, and then they, quote, stumble upon Hillary Clinton's emails or didn't look at her emails, even though they knew there were plenty of emails that covered Benghazi. And it turns out there were 55,000 documents at least that should have been recovered.
And Koskinen's still in charge at IRS, right?
Well, you know, that's another mini scandal. The president has yet to fire Koskinen. He should have been impeached. There are only two political appointees the president has an opportunity to make at the IRS, the IRS commissioner, head of their legal office, and obviously the commissioner's still there, and I don't think he's made a move on the legal office yet.
Interesting.
Sort of like you said, well, when the Trump administration finally comes to power, maybe some of these things will change.
Exactly. You've
got to get on it. Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch, thank you so much for joining us.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
You for coming here and making us smarter.